Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 438 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Frank would come and tell me I didn't take out that money for the time you lost this week. I don't know on what date he ever did that on. Yes, I always got my money in envelopes. As to how they would know how much to put in the envelope when I didn't punch, they would come and ask if I was here every time I didn't ring in, and they would ask Mr. Holloway if I was here. If the clock didn't show any punch, they would ask me if I was here at that hour. No, they wouldn't ask how many hours I was here. They would just ask if I was here a certain hour, and then they would pay me for the full time, whether I punched the clock or not, just so I punched it in the morning. The lady that was with Mr. Frank the time I watched for him sometime last July was Miss Daisy Hopkins. It would always be somewhere between 3 and 3:30. I was sweeping on the second floor. Mr. Frank called me in his office. There was a lady in there with him. That was Miss Daisy Hopkins. She was present when he talked to me. He said, "You go down there and see nobody don't come up, and you will have a chance to make some money." The other lady had gone out to get that young man, Mr. Dalton. I don't know how long she had been gone. She came back after a while with Mr. Dalton. They came upstairs to Mr. Frank's office. They stayed there 10 or 15 minutes. They came back down. They didn't go out, and she says, "All right, James." About an hour after that, Mr. Frank came down. This lady and man, after she said, "All right, James," went down through the trap door into the basement. There's a place on the first floor that leads into another department, and there's a trap door in there, and a stairway that leads down in the basement, and they pull out that trap door and go down in the basement. I opened the trap door for them. The reason I opened the trap door was because she said she was ready. I knew where she was going because Mr. Frank told me to watch. He told me where they were going. I don't know how long they stayed down there. I don't know when they came back. I watched the door all the time. Mr. Dalton gave me a quarter and went out laughing, and the lady went up the steps. Then the ladies came down and left, and then Mr. Frank came.